Hey guys, thanks for listening. Today we are sponsored by Joli Beauty Bar, the perfect place to get a quick blowout before a date like I do, or relax and get pampered with a full makeover for special occasions. They host bachelorette birthday parties you can celebrate with your girls while getting dolled up. And did I mention they get me super liquored up with wine when I walk in the door?
Oh, is that what they do?
I'm literally stumbling into Tinder dates like, I live in a beauty man.
Well, I want to go ahead and let you guys know they are located at 44 East 1st Street in the East Village. This is between 1st and 2nd Avenue. If you're in New York, you know where that is, where all the bars are. You can go ahead and check them out at their website at www.joliebeautybar.com. Joli is spelled J-O-L-I. That's joliebeautybar.com to book your appointment or download Joli's app in the App Store and put in our code, Hello Horrible Decisions. That code is WDP20 to get 20% off of your first visit.
We figured y'all couldn't spell decisions, so.
All right, you ready? You ready to start?
Let's see.
Hey. I popped my pussy so good last night.
Now you know this is our shit. Hold on.
Shake your body,
and
don't stop.
Hey,
just
do it now.
Like
lick it good. Suck this pussy just like
don't
you
shit.
Should.
It's too vulgar.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm already gonna tell you a story
Wait.
About how I got my ass ate.
Oh, and you got some good look pussy. I guess. Are you gonna share that story? Yes. Hold on. My neck.
Can you
my
back.
Okay. Hi guys, welcome to episode 4 of Horrible Decisions.
It's not about a foursome.
This is not.
That will actually come into play.
Oh, I've had one of those, but we'll go on to not discussing that right now. But welcome to episode 4. We've made it to episode 4. This, as I'm listening to other podcasts, does not seem as much as I'm looking at people with 54 podcasts. But I'm excited that we made it here. I'm glad that you guys are still tuning in. And
I'm excited we didn't fight yet. Well, we have.
No, bitch. Cause ain't nobody got time because you're going to get that ass whooped. Anyways, you guys know me. This is Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. That Bitch.
and I'm just regular old Wheezy WTF. I haven't seen Mandy since our last podcast. Thank God. And
I don't want to let you guys know how she was blowing my phone up while I was in Miami this past weekend. Wait, she was emotional. But I was like, Wheezy, you calling me like you eating my pussy and you miss it. Like, I was so confused at how much she was calling my phone. I said, bitch, I am in Miami trying to hoe. That was a fail. I'll talk about that a little bit.
I was so hungover on Saturday night that, you know, when you're like, everything is coming down and you're hating yourself. I just wanted to talk to someone that I knew wasn't as great.
Yeah, all right.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
well, go ahead. I guess. Do you want to start with your week?
We have this new thing, you guys. We're like, so I was talking to Mandy like almost twice a day before we started this podcast. And then she's like, we have to stop telling each other shit.
Because we get on the freaking podcast and then I'm not asking her questions because it's just like, bitch, I know this story. So I literally have told Wheezy, like, when we're on the phone, hey, if it's a good story, save that shit for the podcast.
I have an ass-eating story, a foursome that wasn't including me. Me and my girlfriend went to a gay bar for our first time. She's never fucking been, bro.
Oh, my God. Wait, is this all? So, anyways, tell them about your week and then I'll get into my week. So, I mean,
I'm looking for an apartment right now.
How is that going?
So for anybody that follows me, you know I have an apartment that is sick as fuck. It's like, I haven't fucked anybody with a better apartment than me yet in New York.
Ooh, I know that's right.
Right? I be feeling like a boss, bitch. I be like, you gonna come over?
Yeah.
So, I love
my
apartment.
Well, that's because you ain't fuck no Knicks players or nothing, because they be living nice, bitch. Okay, I'll stop. Okay, go ahead.
You're a cunt. And I don't use that word a lot.
Whatever, go ahead.
So I live on 54th and 8th right now, and I want to save about, you know, $1,000 a month. I'm trying to buy an apartment, and it's going to take like 2 years because the down payment in New York is like 40, 50 G's.
Oh, it's disgusting.
So anyway, I've been looking for a place. My budget is $2,300, right? So the motherfucking broker, I'm like, listen, below 14th Street, I'm not going to Brooklyn, only Manhattan, Lower East Side, Soho. The most I'll do is Midtown. This motherfucker, Tom, so adorable, gay Asian dude, calls me. He's like, honey, I found it, honey. Let me tell you, it's gorgeous. It's got a balcony. Honey, you're going to love it. Really? And it's under budget. It's $1,900. What's wrong with it, Tom? It's in Jersey.
What?
Did you see what I text him?
Yeah, I know.
I texted Tom back and I said,
oh my God, this was hilarious.
Nobody I don't party in Jersey, I don't work in Jersey, and I don't fuck in Jersey.
Do you know with her broker, she of course screenshotted this and sent it to me. Her broker was like, well, sorry I didn't have your sex life in mind while I was looking for apartments.
Dude, $3,500 broker fee. You better be thinking about my pussy, my needs, all of it. Get the fuck out of here talking about, am I going to get approved for a credit check? Motherfucking Tom, $3,500. You better call somebody to get approved for this goddamn credit check. Shit. I have to put down $9,000
to move in. Yeah, if you guys, for our listeners from other cities, states, moving and finding an apartment in New York is literally impossible.
Dude, like, I'm about
literally
to
literally fucking impossible.
I was thinking about it. I was looking at it. And we were taking the train together, looking at another apartment, and I was like, could I suck Tom's dick for a week?
No, bitch. You might get a little deduction, just a little bit.
Listen, I'll find somebody suck his dick. I'm like, Tom, let's go out and listen to you. He's like, honey, you know I love it, honey. So I also went to see an apartment today. Actually, I'm really feeling it. It's an LES. So I'm kind of, maybe you guys can tell me what you think. I don't have a lot of followers, but Mandy does. So write her and tell her. Either a luxury building in Fidei, which is a very boring area, right? Wall Street, the fucking streets are fucked up. They're not numbered. I don't know where I'm going. Or a shitty studio in LES.
I'm convinced at this point she's just taking on the task of becoming an alcoholic. Who's going to move to LES?
Dude, people will fuck me. Nobody's coming all the way to Fidei, bruh. I'm just telling you.
If they come into Hell's Kitchen to fuck, that shit kind of deep too, bitch.
54th and 8th. Anyway, so I have this old lady showing me this apartment today, and it's on the 6th floor of a walk-up. However, it has a private balcony that's like 900 square feet.
So it's lit. Tell them the problem. Tell them the problem with the private balcony, though.
Oh, now I'm going to tell you the problem when we get them stairs. So the lady gets me in, and she's, I'm going to go with 55 to 60 years old. We're getting up the stairs, and I'm like, once we hit the 2nd floor, I'm like, how high up is this, Miss Grace? I can't remember. Well, if it has a rooftop view, bitch, then what floor is it?
6 floors, right?
So whatever. She says 6 floors, yeah. Right? Now, I go to the gym a lot, so like I like to run quicker because you don't feel it when you go up the stairs quicker. You know, like the subway.
Right, yeah.
So I'm hiking up the stairs. I'm at the top. And Grace is taking so long that me and her are having a conversation. I'm at the top. And she's still walking up. She's like... I'm like, so do you live in the area? She's like, yeah.
Just so you guys also have a little background. In New York, if you're in a pre-war building, 6 floors does not get an elevator. Yeah. You only get an elevator in New York if the building is above 7
Sucks
floors.
Dick, man. It's so bad. But so the apartment had this 900 square foot balcony, but it was that big. That's how literally big it was. I walked in and the door hit the balcony. And I said, Grace, what did Tom tell you? She was like, he told me location, location, location. No, bitch, location, location. And I need to fit a bed in this bitch.
She literally, like, I'm looking at the video because she recorded. And I will say
that put it online.
The balcony is beautiful. But there was literally like a twin size day bed.
And I keep it 100 with real estate agents. I always do. Swear to God. Because I feel like if they know me and they start to get my personality, then they'll know what I want.
And she literally just wants to fit a bed. So
I told her, she's like, what do you think? I'm like, I can't have sex with myself in here. She's like, but you have the balcony.
And I said I'd have sex on the balcony. You only get about 4 months out of the year to have sex on the balcony.
I can't fuck all night. But, I mean, I can't fuck in the winter on the balcony. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and so
I said. You get 4
this
months,
is the thing.
Bro,
I'm really kind of tired of having the conversation about fucking in a small apartment because just to keep it 100, if I'm going to pay $2,300 a month, obviously I want to live alone to fuck in my own shit. So if I wanted to save money, I'd be fucking with a roommate. Bitch, you better give me an apartment big enough to fuck in.
I know that's right.
God. All anyway. Right. That made me feel better because I really thought I was going to cry because I'm just feeling really emotional today.
She's been emotional as fuck, guys.
But now I'm hyped up.
Well, I'm glad that... Well, I hope you get this apartment because I'm sick of the fucking Street Easy posts coming to my phone at this point.
So my girlfriend and I went on a date on Sunday. She'd never been to a gay bar, which I thought was hilarious considering, you know, we sit on each other's faces. So that was fun. And it was just as predictable as you can imagine. We walk into the cubby hole in the West Village.
Oh, I've been there.
Right?
I've been there. You're a whore. Shut up.
And so we get in. This guy's like, oh my God, you guys are so in love, aren't you? I was like, oh my God, I told you it was great. We went to Stonewall, which is super historic and awesome. And she enjoyed it and took it like a champ. I still tried to kiss her. She wasn't going for it. She's like not PDA at all. Do you see the picture of us?
I think I did.
So my girl is like very opposite of me. She's super... she real classy and like, you know what I'm saying? She be wearing like scarves on her neck and shit.
Bitch, you
and
be
she
trying speaks, to look classy too.
Girl, please, I try. She speaks French and it's super hot. And so we're just total opposite and I love it. So I like kind of like going to a shitty bar together is really nice.
Because nah, I was like just waiting for her to clubs,
like, I was waiting for her to take a napkin and like wipe the bar down, but she did it and it was great and I appreciated it.
Hand sanitizer as boo.
Anyway, and then my awesome date last night where he ate my pussy so good, I started crying again. I think I'm just going to call him Mr. Pussy. I don't even know what he does for a living. I think all he does all day is just host meetings of how to eat pussy, eat pussy, and that's all he does. I don't even know what he does. He have another hobby? I asked him yesterday.
Wait, is this Loverboy that you're talking about? Loverboy.
Fine, Loverboy. Because okay. He likes this, to kiss there, and cuddle, and go. I fucking and love it, and why, I want to break up with him for
this
it.
This is why she wants to stop talking to this nigga. Guys, I want to go ahead and give you guys a tip. Fuck the good dick game. Fuck the good tongue game. If you just cuddle with us, like, then we start catching feelings, nigga.
I'm
like,
sorry, because like, I'm really... upset.
She's so emotional, so she likes this guy so much. She's
shut
like,
up!
She's
I'm
like
fucking.
She's like, Mandy, I gotta stop talking to him. Oh. I think I like him. I think she just wants to be a hoe at this point, and so now she's getting confused.
I don't have time to like someone. I have a podcast and I have a job.
Jesus Christ!
And a she podcast is about me being a whore.
I know. Oh
God, damn
well,
it!
Speaking of this, I guess I'll get into my last weekend. I went to Miami. For anyone who knows and follows me on Instagram, they saw all the fuck of my. Thirst.
You were like a Miami Trust. Dream. You look like such a skank from the back and the front.
I hate you so much. Oh. Anyways, let me tell you. So I'm literally on Snapchat. I'm calling my friends. I'm like, bitch, I'm 22 this weekend. I'm finna be a hoe and down for whatever. Give me whatever drug. Give me whatever. Give me whatever. I was ready to find me a young little tenderoni that was on spring
Would
break.
Would you have had some Molly water? Is that how down you were?
Listen, whatever. I was so ready, guys. So I get to Miami and it's Thursday night. I got there like midnight. So me and my homegirl just chilled Thursday night because I was like, you know, long day tomorrow. So went to the beach Friday, went to like Fat Tuesdays, got our little frozen drink, met these niggas from Atlanta.
Jesus Christ.
In front of us. They were actually all like professionals. They were like teachers. No drugs. They were like professionals.
Oh,
just
what's
there.
The point? If, I'm, yeah, but if listen, you're from Atlanta, I'm fucking right. You need to have some hair.
I know,
for me to pull.
I know, but they were cool. They were cool. So
no gold teeth?
They said, no, none of that. God, they were like professionals.
It's ruined the fantasy.
So anyways, so listen, they're like, hey, come and drink with us. Bitch, they had a gallon of Tito's. So I'm like, all right, bitch, you know I'm a Hennessy drinker.
Are like, you sure it was like a milk carton gallon? Milk
no,
cart
it was a
drug,
gallon, like a gallon of Tito's. I don't know if y'all have seen that. I think it's like $42. It's like more than the $21.
Very classy.
Listen, so they're pouring it, I'm drinking it. I didn't know. I blacked out. I got back to the house at 7:30. Bitch, didn't wake
you
up.
You don't
so
really
three.
Drink vodka.
No, I don't. So I got back to the house, apparently passed out. Woke
you throw
up,
up?
Woke up. No. Bitch, I'm a G. I ain't throw up. Woke up at 3 a.m. Okay, and was like, are we going to dinner? Because, bitch, we had reservations at STK.
What time did you think it was when you woke
bitch,
up?
Bitch, I thought it was like 11.
Oh, that is the worst.
So missed out on dinner, missed out on the club, missed out on everything. Apparently blacked out, let a homeless man kiss me on the
no,
cheek.
No, the fuck you
yes,
did.
Yes, I did. I swear to God. Also twerked.
Homeless people kiss me on the cheek all the time.
I wish I could show you.
I give a lot of food away.
Listen, bitch. I twerked on these niggas. Then the rest of the weekend, I was scared to drink because here I am. I'm blacking out. So I didn't really drink. I didn't see no cute niggas. I wanted to fuck something. So then at this point, I'm realizing in my life, you know, I ended up.
I'm almost ashamed that
no,
you didn't
I
have like
ashamed.
Better lineup of
I was,
like Miami dick.
So no, listen. So I had some lineup like some little football niggas, but they weren't talking about shit.
I
like,
hate the football body.
I'm not here for it. Well, girl, they was wide receivers, so they look like basketball niggas.
What is a.
Wide receiver, shut up.
When
they,
I think
they
of
run,
wide receiver,
they run the ball. And
is
they
that
have
your
like,
nickname for your mouth?
Fuck you.
I'm sorry. I don't know sports. You know what I mean?
But no, like I literally got emotional down there, and I was like, okay, this is not my life. I went to Dream, and I'm sitting here watching these girls Snapchat themselves with bottles in their hand that they did not pay for, and I'm just like,
you know what though? I will
this
say
isn't
this.
My life anymore.
I have been there when I was like 19, 20, 21. I think it stopped at 21.
Yeah, that's when I lived
Dude,
in Miami.
It could have been a bottle
Miami.
Of the free vodka.
Bitch, remember?
What?
When we used to drink that Van Gogh. Do y'all know about Van Gogh vodka?
Oh my gosh.
Bitch,
stop.
We was in Orlando killing some Van Gogh and we thought we was the shit because we was like, what, 19? Buying bottles in the club because I think it was only like $110.
I have outgrown this life. I am buying a shithole in LES for $2,300 a month. Fuck you, I'm not drinking Van Gogh, bitch.
Dog, we would kill it. But yeah, so anyways, I came to the conclusion. I was like, okay, maybe hoe is not life because I like to hashtag hoe is life
in
all
Miami
the time.
It is, though.
Right, and it just wasn't working for me.
And then I had my first one night stand, maybe.
I think I remember. I was on the end of the bed.
Shut up! I'm fucking leaving. Then we were gonna say it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was so young.
Yeah, she totally. I think she was 16.
Oh, God.
We had.
I'm so upset. I don't want to talk to you anymore. We are fucking canceling.
No, listen,
this show.
Real quick. We had fake
fuck
IDs.
You. Fuck the wait, ad, real quick. Jolie. I'm real sorry. Quick. It's done.
We had 15. Wait, we had fake IDs.
I don't even count this story.
It doesn't
story.
Matter. But listen.
If because, you don't remember, it doesn't count.
Bitch, I remember it vividly.
Well, I don't know his name.
Listen, I don't either. I couldn't tell you what he looked like. But we had fake IDs. We were both probably 16
I'm
or
so upset.
16, 17, 15. Anyways, I had a car in high school.
I'm taking
so,
this off.
Bitch, no, you're not. So we down here with our fake IDs in Miami. I had my car. Bitch, we was the shit. She was fucking with some grown niggas at the time, so they was taking us out. We ended up at Dream, and we were partying with the Party Like a Rockstar guys.
Oh, yeah!
Do you remember? So we ended up with the Party Like a Rockstar guys. Don't
wow.
know how.
What
don't
a
know
fucking
how.
Skank.
Then we ended up at Madonna after. Long behold, we end up at some hotel. I can't tell you where.
Oh.
And Weezy is letting this guy fuck on the bed, and I'm just sitting at the
I
end like,
don't
let me
even
know
remember.
When you're done.
Do you know that I literally cannot have anybody in the room when I have sex unless it's a threesome? I can maybe that traumatized me.
Maybe.
I actually forgot. I don't even
because I literally
that.
Was like at the end of the bed, like
I've been telling lies, bro.
Like,
I was telling people I haven't
facing,
had one night stands.
Well,
I
you're lying because I was facing I was facing shit. The door and they were pretty much behind me, like, and I'm just bouncing up and down on the bed as they fuck. And that was a great ass. This is why we're so probably square now. Because we've been doing this shit for like 10 years.
Actually, you know what? I will say, I do feel very proud as a 26-year-old to not be doing this anymore because I've met some hoes. Matter of fact, the dude I fucked last night, who I like, I don't even want to talk about it. Ugh. Makes me fucking sick. He had a fucking foursome the day before he hung out with me.
Oh, I don't know how I'd feel about that.
I'm going to tell you what. At first, I got super turned off. Until I got super turned on and him telling me how he kicked these bitches out. I'm like, hey, what'd you do last night? He's like, oh, you know, I was just chilling, whatever. He's not trying to tell me nothing. We were just leaving this art show or whatever. I'm like, well, what'd you do? He's like, I went to Avenue. I was kicking it. I'm like, and then what? And he's looking at me like, do I tell this bitch? And he's like, you know what? I don't know. These three girls came home with me. I told them, y'all want to smoke, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then next thing you know, it just happened. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, fuck this girl. It wasn't so good. And then the other
you
girls
gotta
were
kissing. Be some type
so wait,
of
now I'm
G.
Now I'm getting really jealous. I'm kind of getting angry.
Three bitches, though.
And so he's like touching my leg and holding my hand a little bit. And I'm like, fuck you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm getting mad. And he's like, no, I mean, you know, right when it was over, I'm like, what are you guys going to do? I really need to get up early.
Oh, no, that is the ultimate. But you got to go. You're not sleeping here. But you gotta get the hell out of here.
What you about to do? What you? Oh, are you about to? Oh, okay.
What you?
No.
What you got planned
gonna go
tonight?
See. What are you gonna
like,
do?
A nigga will hit you. Sorry, my bad. A guy will sit here and look at you at 1:30 in the morning, like. So what you
dude,
about to do?
He said this was 4 a.m. And I'll
so
tell you
what
this.
You about to do?
I looked at it like this, right? He obviously we were sleeping over each other's place or whatever, right? And so I was thinking to myself when we were talking about it, like. Here I am with this dude who's been telling me he's excited to see me. We've been waiting to see each other all week. And you fucked three bitches last night. You still thinking about me? That shit got me fucking off, bro.
Oh, my God.
So he was telling me how he fucked this girl's face, right? So we get to my fucking apartment. I get my lingerie on. He's looking at me. And we're kissing. And he's kissing
you're
me
you're the
slow.
Most consistent lingerie wearer I think I fucking know.
Oh, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they watch porn for what? For the prettiness. Oh. You think I'm not going to do what?
Oh.
Dude, I already feel like I'm not that cute. So I'm funny, and I have to do it up with lingerie. So
like,
anyway.
I be mad when a nigga be like, can you just wear a thong? And I'm like, I ain't even got them. You know I don't
you
wear drawers.
You barely wear panties.
You know I don't wear panties. So I'll be like, damn, you have a thong
bad.
Fetish? Can you not have a thong fetish?
Oh.
Now I got to go buy some thongs.
Oh, there it goes. Sorry. Having mic issues. So we get to the couch and, you know, we're kissing all soft and he's being sweet with me. And I'm like, oh, no, show me what you did to one of them hoes last night. What'd you do to that bitch?
See, I like that side
and
of
he
stuff.
Fucking grabbed my head and was fucking the shit out of my face. And it turned me on, bro. Oh, I was so hot. Think about that shit.
I like that, too.
Fuck yeah. Especially when, like, you know that someone's trying to be a little softer with you. Oh, no, fuck me like you did that slut. Did you want to fuck three bitches last night?
I ain't gonna lie. I like for guys to send me videos of them fucking other girls.
Yeah, totally.
And, bitch, I be mad when they don't. Because you slipped a thumb in her ass. Where is mine? God damn it. So you go sit here and be innocent with me?
You have to be realistic, right? And then it's New York dating. We're not talking about exclusivity. We know we like each other, but let's just be honest here. You're fucking other people. I'm
fucking other people. Plus a girl. Plus right now. Group sex.
Our boyfriend broke up with us. That's another topic. I'm actually.
Oh no, the boyfriend broke up.
Look how much we've been talking. I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know.
We might have to catch up more. anyway, so let's get into the kink of the week. It is a very basic kink, but it is a kink for sure. And I'm smiling because I know Mandy's told me your story. It is golden showers.
Oh no. And you didn't tell me it was gonna be this.
I didn't tell you it was gonna be this, but you know, I'm starting to realize how much more normalized golden showers are because I almost pissed on this motherfucker last night.
Well, no, not almost pissing and actually pissing, I think, are two different things. So this is the story. Like, so I would call him an ex. Well, we dealt with each other for like 10 years. You've known of
We can bleep him. It out. What's the name?
Bitch. You know his name. His name is I've been dealing with him, oh my God, since I was 16, Jesus Christ. And we pretty much opened up a lot of things. He always wanted like to get me to squirt. So he conquered that finally. But then he actually asked me if I would piss on him. And this to me was just super like, it didn't turn me on, but because I'm a pleaser, I was like, okay, if that's what you want.
I'm a masseuse. I would do it if someone liked it.
Yeah, but that's what he wanted. So the first time we actually did it was in Vegas. He came over to my room, and it was a fucking bomb-ass suite and shit, and we just had fun. And so he was like, you gonna piss on me this time? I was like, okay. I said, I've never done this before, so you just gotta work with me. So anyway.
Are you gonna piss on me this time?
Listen.
Why do you ask somebody that?
So listen.
And then if they're like, no, you're like, I'm drunk, I'm just playing.
I'm like, how does this work? We ain't gonna do it on my bed. So we fucked in the middle of fucking. He's like, okay.
So hot.
I'm ready. She's really undressing in here, guys. I'm probably gonna put it on my snap.
So sorry.
But yeah, he was like, yeah, like, I need you to piss on me. So what we did was we actually moved from the bed to the shower. And when I moved to the shower, he pretty much sat down and wanted me to piss on, like, his chest area to where I guess it would hit his
face. I don't know if he wanted it.
Yeah, so literally, mind you, we had already got through fucking and stuff. So I'm like, okay. So I'm literally at this point like, okay, I guess I'm going to stand over on top of you. Mind you, he's sitting in the shower. And I'm like, okay, I'll stand over you.
Wait. How tall is he and how tall are you?
He's 6'11". I'm 5'1". So at this point, I'm standing over him and he's like playing with my clit and like, oh, baby, piss for me.
Oh, my God!
Like, and I'm just like, ah!
You never so told like, it to me this way. It's so much better now.
So I'm like, it's not coming out. Mind you, he done filled me with Ciroc and all this shit at this time. And he done said some nasty shit like, baby, I want you to squirt and come in a cup so I can mix it with Ciroc and drink it. He's a nasty ass motherfucker. So listen, I'm like, it's not coming out. He was like, okay, go get another drink. So I run back to the room.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm serious. No, I run back to the room and I take a shot. I said, okay. So now at this point, my bladder is full, but my mind.
Was the shower on?
No, the shower wasn't on until after. Yeah, okay. The shower was not on until after. So at this point, I'm just like, okay. It wants to come out, but it's not coming. So he was like, well, go stand on top of the toilet first, like you're going to piss, and then hold it, and then come back. So that's literally what I had to do to get it out. And then once it started coming out, it came out.
I just want you guys to know that this is a black man.
He is. I do want with dreads.
Because we love to say WPS. And most things that I will talk about is some white people shit. But not this one.
No, he's black.
Because every time I tell you about some nasty shit, that's what you get for fucking them white boys. No, bitch.
No, he's black. And was super into it, and then we like showered and then went back into it again, fucked on the balcony. Yeah, I know, he's super wrecked.
And got you pissing on him. This is just great. You know what, this is exactly what my ancestors wanted. They wanted us to explore all this kind of shit, and they're like, you think white people just like, no,
bitch, it's everywhere.
This is great. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this kink because I wanted to like kind of dig into why do you think people enjoy it. I think to me,
I don't know,
I think it's a humiliation factor.
Well, and not only that, I will tell you, he is one of those who is like, make me your bitch. I want to be your bitch. So he's one of those to where, and you know, I'm the dominant one in bed. So I love when a nigga lets me oh yeah, be my bitch, you nasty bitch. Like, that's the type of shit that I really like. And I like, especially, he's 6'11", he's towering over me, he's huge, he's dominant in his career, and like, so for me, if I
Oh yeah, no shit, 6'11". Dominant in his career being an accountant.
Fuck me, man. That was hilarious.
Fuck you. So yeah, like to me, like I get off by guys allowing me like to be the play the dominant role. So shut up. Anyways, that was the kink of the week, and I enjoy you bringing that up. You ain't shit. But anyways, so before I get into the horrible decision discussion of the week, I want to go ahead. If you guys follow me on Twitter, at Full Court Pumps, you know I went ahead and posted a poll, and this was based on our conversation for today. So the question, the poll was, which app has gotten you the most sex? And the options were Tinder, Twitter, Instagram, and other. And it looks like Twitter is the winner with about 40%. And this is out of a little 120 votes.
Seriously?
Yeah. Twitter got the most. And I think it's maybe because you feel more connected to the person because you're following them. You're hearing maybe their personality.
I've never had sex off someone. Wait.
Bitch, yes, you have.
Say the name. We can bleep it.
Okay, maybe you haven't.
Thank you. See, she was ready to tell fucking hotels about me fucking on a bed with someone when I was 16.
Shut up. But I think, you know, I think it's because you're more of a meet a guy in the club type of girl than meet a guy online. Anyways, yeah, so Twitter was the winner. That was interesting. Instagram actually came in last with 9%, which was absolutely very, because I feel like y'all love them little Instagram models. So y'all ain't fucking them hoes off Instagram.
Have I had sex with someone else?
I'm thinking.
It was Twitter.
Was he? He was through me. That doesn't count. He was through me.
Okay, dude.
So that's not literally, I made y'all follow each other, but that's not technically meeting on Twitter.
How is that not? No, that is the segue. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you know who somebody is because of Twitter and you fucked them, then you met on Twitter. You fucked. Yeah.
You met him through me.
You want that credit so bad.
Bitch, you know you did.
Okay, but it was still Twitter. You.
Bitch, if you want to see mutual friends. Anyways, so what I kind of wanted to do before we also got into the horrible decision, I kind of wanted to go through and maybe see if you ever were a part of it or if you did it. By the way, Weezy is still undressing in this goddamn.
It's so fucking hot in here.
It is hot in the studio. Like, y'all don't even know. She is literally undressing while we record our podcast.
I can't do it.
I cannot with her.
I don't know if I'm going through menopause or I got fucked so good that, like, I just want to keep taking my clothes off.
I cannot.
I feel like sex today. You understand. I sucked so much dick last night. I thought my fucking lips were going to fall off. And all he does is eat the best pussy. I just be looking at him like.
Is it? Okay, real quick. I have to ask. Does the dick game match the tongue game?
We went down on each other like 15 times.
Okay.
And we fucked twice.
See, so to me.
So
when,
the, okay, wait, yeah, wait, 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 wait.
Is good
yes.
with head.
Our connection during sex, but I think both of us don't want to use a condom, but we just don't know each other that well. And I think that fucks it up.
I don't know. To me, if a guy is really, really, really good with head, I just know his dick is going to be mediocre.
No,
absolutely.
I mean, he makes me come when he fucks me, but we don't fuck long. Like, I just. The second he's fucking me, I want to taste him again.
And I do want you guys to know, this guy that she's bringing up, she met on Bumble, which is a dating app. So she is meeting guys not only on Tinder, but now on Bumble, which
is another
app. I'm just
starting out with it because
let me ask you then,
I feel like I do too much Tinder.
We'll go old school real quick. So I think
oh, that's right. The horrible decision this week, if you don't know, is Tinder.
The horrible decision.
The engineer
yeah,
just
is,
walked back in. I'm is, so sorry that I'm on
the
top.
The horrible decision
I just
is,
saw you
is,
have a wedding ring on your finger, and I feel really bad about it.
She's terrible. Anyways, let me ask you, have you ever talked to a guy or met guys? You remember the phone line that you used to have to call?
Yeah.
Did you ever meet anyone
I
from
never
there?
Did, but guys that I knew said that they always kept fucking these chunky girls that sounded sexy as fuck.
I definitely remember that being the thing. And then after that, I believe it was Black Planet in MySpace days, which, by the way, I want y'all to know, me and Weezy was famous as shit on fucking MySpace.
I had the HTML codes, dude, on lock.
Listen, we had the little glitter bitmoji. They weren't even bitmojis. What were they called?
I don't know.
Bitmups or something?
I mean, I wasn't having sex that early, though. So, like, MySpace
this
and Black
bitch.
I'm serious.
You had sex at least 16. We was on
yeah,
MySpace
there wasn't
at 16.
No, was there?
Yes, bitch. I had MySpace since middle school. Bitch, by high school, we was in the clubs, and our whole MySpace motherfuckers thought we was over 21.
Okay, well, my prime time, I feel like I was too young for that. I wasn't meeting dudes to fuck on MySpace for sure.
No. We were just meeting
people. Not that I do now.
No, we were just meeting people on MySpace, I think.
Honestly, I don't meet dudes on Tinder to fuck. I swear.
Bullshit. You have a Listen to me. You have a whole page.
I meet guys on Tinder that I want to start dating. I don't necessarily just want sex. And that's, you know what? That's probably why I'm feeling so weird about last night, because I didn't expect that to happen from someone that eats my pussy like
that. Well, I wish we had a little cool, like, do-do-do-do-do. Horrible decision. I guess we can get into that. For you, I guess she had the horrible decision. Clearly, wait, is this now like you're 3-1? Are you just super horrible?
What do you mean by 3-1?
You're having a ton of stories that she's like, hey, this week we're going to talk about this.
Well, she's ready for the threesome. Everything else was like past. Dude, I've fuck a lot, so.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
I have some shit to tell. Okay,
so.
How much time do we got in the studio?
No, we have another 30.
All right, I'm going to tell you the worst story, and I'm going to try to make it quick because it's so fucking embarrassing and long and dramatic.
Please edit it to where we can get out of here.
Years ago, before I was living in New York and working for the company I worked for, I was a wild-ass bitch. Come to New York, meet this guy online, Tinder, and his name was...
Tinder.
With fucking crazy eyes. He had some really real weird eyes. I don't know why I even swiped him right. I think he just looked fun and like he got fucked up. So he hits me up about midnight. He's like, yo, I'm in Williamsburg. Come. I'm going to get you an Uber. I'm DJing at the spot. Baby's all right. Which I go to all the time now. You been?
Nope.
That's right.
It's in where?
It's WPS.
It's in where?
So it's in Williamsburg.
Bitch, you know I don't come to Brooklyn except to record this goddamn podcast. Bitch, I live in the Bronx. BX all day, son.
So I was staying with my cousin in Queens at the time. I come down to Williamsburg, and this dude, I guess he didn't realize I was coming. And he's really, really fucked up. He's sweating, like, looks crazy. And I'm like, yo, are you good? And he's like, I'm going to keep it real. Like, I didn't know you were coming here, and I popped this fucking Molly. Do you want some? Now, at the time.
Of course, she was like, bitch, hell yes.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Now, I was doing all that shit when I was first raving and getting into EDC, but I stopped because it was such a shitty feeling your body gets, and it's awful. So I told him no. He's like, all right, no problem. Now an hour goes by. Him and his friends are all on it. They look fine. I'm like, you know what? Probably not going to die from this. So I'm like, you know, it's been a minute. It's been a few years. Can you mix it up in a drink or something for me? He's like, yeah, sure. I'm going to have some more too, actually. He makes a Sprite, mixes it, comes back. He's like, where is it? I was like, I drank it. He's like, that was for me, you, and Mike.
Oh, no. And I said, was enough for three people?
Who the fuck is Mike? Well, boy, didn't I find out. So I'm freaking out, right? Now I'm having panic attacks. He's like, dude, this is really strong. And I'm really, really scared, right? Like, I feel like I'm going to shit my pants, which on Molly, you kind of do.
You're fucking... I've never shit on Molly. I just get really horny.
What? Anyway, so... really horny. It's like a coffee. You know, you're like... You're the adrenaline. Anyway. So I'm freaking out, and now I can feel it. He's like, listen. And he's talking me through it. He's like, you're going to come up really bad, and then it's going to be done. It's just going to be a really bad come up. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go throw it up. I go downstairs in the bathroom, and it's in the basement, and it's shitty. It's fucking flooding. I'm like, all right, bitch, just make it work.
You made yourself throw up.
I did. So I didn't.
It makes sense why you're so skinny now. Fuck the gym, bitch. You just be putting them goddamn work clothes on.
I didn't know that when you throw up, it, like, I guess hits you harder. So all I know is, bitch, I'm about to pass out. So I hear somebody behind me like, girl, are you okay? I'm like, what? And my eyes are shaking so hard from this fucking drug. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, who are you? He's like, I'm Mike. What? He's like, come on. I was sent down here. He told me to come help you out. I'm a really good drug coach. What?
A drug coach?
I swear
I've heard
I'm not
of co coach.
Drug coach.
Drug
He's
coach.
Like, I'm gonna talk you through it. He's like, come on. Do you want me to talk? Right? And now my face is so fucked up. I can't even talk anymore. I'm like, yeah, I want you to talk. Because it did. It was nice to hear somebody talking to me. He's like, what do you want to talk about? What do you like? I'm like, I don't know. And then he says the magic words. Do you like Beyonce? And I look up at him and I still can't talk. I'm like, yes.
Oh,
he's like, okay,
God.
I can sing. You want me to sing? I'm like, mm. And he's like, okay, old Beyonce, new Beyonce. This motherfucker starts singing Say My Name for like 15 minutes. We are crouched down in the basement bathroom in Brooklyn.
Say, baby, I love you.
You ain't running gang.
Say my name.
He sings the shit out of this song, and it ends up waking me up out of this, and I feel better. Come upstairs. We're dancing. We have a great time. So now I'm feeling good. The come up was over. Alex comes up to me, and he's like, hey, you having fun? Do you want to come back to my place, have some drinks, whatever? I have a super dope loft. It's only a block away. Awesome. Now, what do I think of when I hear the word loft? I think big open space.
When I hear loft, I think of Tommy's apartment in Power. I don't know if you watch Power.
I don't watch Power.
Oh my God, Tommy's loft is really beautiful. It's so bomb.
Yeah, like you think of this big. So he's like, yeah, it's like almost two stories high. Like it's amazing. I was like, I can't wait. So we get to his place. He opens the door, and the first, this is a Tinder date, okay? The first thing that happens, there's a girl in tears. It's fashion week. Fucking black mascara coming down her eyes. She's like, dude, I'm falling off the fucking wagon, bro. He drops his shit. He runs over to this girl. She's like, she's a whore. She's a whore. And I'm like, what is happening? Right? And so fashion week, I mentioned, because his girl roommate is dating a model that is in town for fashion week and is fucking all the photographers. So she's like, I'm falling off the wagon. I'm falling off the wagon. So I haven't even said hello yet. And I said, like alcohol? She's like, no, dude, like heroin. And I was like, I have to get out of here. I am like base level. And this bitch has, this is past it. You are a master player. If you are, what? Dude, I'm freaking out. So now I'm so fucked up and I'm scared. And I'm like, you know what? Let me have a glass of water. Let me chill. And I'm feeling bad because the girl's crying. And so then this like maternal thing comes in me where I want to hug her. So I'm looking around and then I'm like, I thought you lived in a loft. He's like, this is a loft. So I look up and there's these four treehouse looking things, like blocks in the corners, right? Like bunk beds where people can sleep. And I'm like, you're not telling me people sleep there, do you? And he's like, yeah, mine's on the left.
He has like a hostel. Wait, is this like a
This is a loft where four people live in. Four people on live in bunk one beds? Loft. Dude, I am judging the fuck
on
out of this.
On bunk beds?
Also, I'm judging as while I'm high. As a
grown ass man.
He was 34 years old, I swear to God.
On a bunk bed?
This is why you can't fuck white boys in Brooklyn that are tatted up with man buns. So anyway.
I love man buns. Oh my God, Joakim Noah. Oh,
actually,
man bun.
I just want to segue this into the kink of the week because this kind of happened. So I'm going to go pretty fast. Got really fucked up, whatever. It's about 6:30 a.m. You know, we're coming down, we're laughing. The heroin girl passed out. And so I'm like, you know what? I need to get to bed. I'm not really feeling good. Do you and have anything we could smoke or do you have Benadryl bed? Or something? He's like, let me go get my stash. He comes back with a Chipotle bag. And the only reason I tell you that is because a Chipotle bag is a very large bag. And he rolls it out on the table and all of these drugs come out. And you know this is WPS. They have every color. I saw something gray, pink, white, green. I am like, dude, I just want a Xanax. So he's like, all right, I have a bunch of pills, but I don't know what they are. So let's look up pill identifier. So here I am, high as fuck. It's so 7 a.m. now, Googling, what is this? And I'm like texting my friends. I'm like, dude, I need to get my life together.
What is this? I'm going to do this again. Like, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I'm texting my mom. I'm like, I love you. She's like, get home now. I don't even live with my mama. So anyway, he gets me his Xanax. So I take two. So I'm about to get in the bed, and I'm like, wow, this feels really strong. What is this? He's like, oh, dude, that might be the Ambien.
I was about to say Percocet. Miley Percocet. Hey, Percocet. Hey.
All right. So if you guys don't know, an Ambien is like one of the strongest sleeping pills you can take. People have died in car accidents
because it's
from sleepwalking and shit like that. It's so strong. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking die. He's like, just lay down. You'll be fine. I lay down. We're chilling in his treehouse. He's not trying to fuck me. He's actually being really nice.
Wait, real quick. I love the growth from a loft to a treehouse. I love that.
It was
now
in there. I can't even explain. I've never even seen this kid like this.
She went from a loft in Brooklyn, two stories. It's a treehouse.
Bro,
bitch.
It was a two-story loft with four treehouse bunk beds. It's not a treehouse. I'm sorry. It's just that they're bunk beds, but like, except.
I'm dead.
I don't know how I got up there.
Please,
but anyway.
Wait, did you, real quick, before you even get to the ending, I have to know. Did you fuck this guy?
No.
Oh, good. Because, bitch, if you fucked the nigga who sleep on a bunk bed, we was about to end this friendship.
Bitch.
Bitch, we
no,
was about
be better than that.
Bitch, yeah, bitch.
Okay, so okay, I am in there. And, I can't get home. Actually, fashion week is February, so it was a fucking blizzard, dude. Right. It's crazy. So, and I was fucked up. And he didn't make me feel uncomfortable. I just wanted to get my head down and go to bed. So I have to go to the bathroom. And we're up there, and this Ambien is hitting me so strong that I can't move my body anymore. And so I'm like, can you help me? Like, I need to go down. I need to go to the bathroom. And he's like, go. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it down the stairs. He's like, dude, just pee right here, man.
Wait, pee where? Pee where? Where are you in his apartment, in his treehouse, in his loft? And where did he tell you to pee?
Bitch in the bed.
Wait, what? Wait.
I swear to you. Wait, let me get it out.
Wait.
So I start laughing.
Wait,
right?
Did he have plastic on the bed?
I don't know. No, he didn't. So he said it. And he's like, look, I can't get up. Like, because he took some too. He's like, I can't get up. Just pee. So now I'm laughing, right? And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to pee right here. So I'm so fucked up that I'm laughing so hard.
That you start peeing? You a nasty bitch. You a nasty bitch. Wait. So you and him were just laying in your pee then?
Wait. honestly, I remember feeling a little pee come out, but it wasn't full stream, right? Like, it didn't wet the bed.
Wait,
but
it wasn't full stream.
I'm just going to tell you.
What the fuck with you piss?
Shut up. It could have been a squirt.
We not going to confuse the two.
So I wake up, right? It's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I can hear people. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sorry. It was like 8 a.m. we went to bed. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I look at my phone, and I got like 3 texts. One is, nigga, is you dead? My mom is like, if you don't call me back, I'm calling the police. And then the other one is from like Vinny, and he's like, bitch, thank God I got 5 my friends on. Like, that's how bad it was. So I don't remember much, but I remember like meeting him and I, you know, all that. I don't remember the last tidbits. So I get up, I'm about to crawl down the stairs, and I'm like, why are my pants sticking to me?
You're disgusting, bitch.
So whatever, I had to get the fuck out of there. Long story short, I grabbed some pants that were his, left mine there, I get on the subway, and this is my first time like walk of shaming in New York. And I didn't even fuck. That's the worst part. So then I'm looking at this girl. She's looking at me in the train, and I'm like really looking embarrassed, you know? And she's like, welcome to Brooklyn, girl. And I was like, thank you.
Wow.
Dude, that was one of the worst. I mean, obviously the worst Tinder date of my
that
life.
That was definitely
do you
that
know
a
that
day?
Next day he hit me up and he was like, hey, do you want to go to Output? And I'm like, hell no, I don't want to go to Output. The hell do you mean?
He liked you. The fact that you could lay in your own piss with him until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I didn't know.
This is my fucking soulmate. She pissed in my bed and we slept
together.
Honestly,
I will tell you this. I will commend this guy because he obviously knew I didn't know I was going to get that fucked up. I hadn't done that in a long time. And on top of that, he could have really fucked me over. And I shouldn't have went to his apartment, number one.
No.
Number two, there were 3 other people in there. I mean, but you know, Brooklyn people are nicer than that. I feel like
you're
not
going
to die in an artistic loft. You know, like you're just going to like sing some Kumbaya and smoke pot.
See, we're 2 different people because you meet a Brooklyn guy. He has a man bun and he lives in an artistic loft. I meet a guy from Brooklyn, but he's in Brownsville. And it's just different. It's fucking, bitch, it's the projects, okay?
Oh.
Like, it's the fucking projects, and bitch, I'm not going over there. No, I'm just
I have never even heard of that shit. Yeah. I do get my hair done in the hood in Brooklyn, and I will say, every time I go there.
Where do you go? Crown Heights?
They
gentrifying
know,
it. Ain't they
it's
gentrifying
Roger
Crown
Avenue,
Heights?
And there's a bunch of Jamaican spots.
Bitch, they gentrifying Crown Heights. I think that's
I
where you go. So
no, it's not Crown Heights. It's Rogers Ave, Church Ave stop.
Is that not close to Crown Heights? Yes, bitch, Crown Heights, bitch.
Okay, well.
And they gentrifying that shit over there.
All I know is they have roti shops and the Chinese spot. The Chinese spots got chicken wings and they good as fuck. And yeah.
I cannot. So let me ask you. Well, I guess I don't have any Tinder stories. That I use Tinder to date. So I use Tinder literally to be normal. So I meet all my regular guys on bitch, I just want to say the N-word all the time. I'm trying to limit myself. we trying to get all the peoples listening. but no, so that. When I'm on Tinder, like I use the whole I don't have an IG.
I do that too.
And it's literally because so when
they'll
I meet
be on the podcast.
When I meet guys at this point of I guess I could say my life and my status, so not to toot my own horn, but when I meet guys on either Instagram or Twitter, I'm approached differently, kind of on a celeb. I'm not a celeb, and I don't want to say that, but I have a lot
things.
Of followers. They know that I modeled. I was a blogger. They know that, you know, I'm around certain people, and so I'm literally approached differently as far as when I meet people on Tinder. I can be like, I work in finance, and
absolutely,
you know, I like bar hopping. I don't need someone to think they have to take me to a fucking 7-star restaurant or anything like that. So
they got that? They got 7?
Bitch, I don't know.
And
diamond, bitch? Diamond star? Whatever. I know in Dubai it's a diamond hotel. I don't fucking know. Anyway, I don't need to be fancy.
Michelin stars,
I don't. Okay, whatever. I ain't a cook. Bitch. So yeah, so when I'm on Tinder, I really use it to go on dates, and unfortunately I've come to find out that I think they're just mad socially awkward ass motherfuckers.
I haven't had an awesome experience.
You haven't. I haven't. Maybe because we're
well I use Tinder
guys.
For a lot of things. When I'm on vacation, I travel a lot.
I use Tinder
and
when
I travel
I'm on vacation
alone. And so, you know, like I remember when I went to Berlin, I was just like looking at, hey, do you want to go meet at this bar, what's fun, blah, blah blah, that's really fun. But now I do. Tinder is the closest thing. People always tell me I'm crazy. Anybody that's mid-30s or just kind of wasn't in that scene of online dating will say, like, oh my God, aren't you scared you're going to die? Aren't you scared someone's going to find you and kill you? Look, I know them just as well as I do from meeting someone in a bar the first second, right? And Tinder is the closest thing, especially for a busy New Yorker, too much goddamn shit going on. I don't really have time to be going out during the weekdays when locals go out. I don't have time.
Right, right.
So Tinder is the closest thing to first sight kind of match.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
on top of that, I feel like it's, I can Google you and stuff before we go out. I know a little bit about you.
I mean, yeah, I guess you do know their college. I feel more comfortable probably with that. Their company and their
the
first
name.
The
only thing that's happening to me now is I realize that Tinder is turning into more of a sex thing. I'm not looking for that.
No, but it's not turning into that. Apparently, and this is what all of my Twitter followers were telling me today, Tinder is like Grindr. Grindr is the gay app for guys to hook up. And that's totally what they do on there. And Tinder was the straight version of that. And apparently, my friends were all like, bitch, that's what Tinder is for hookups. And I'm literally the one who
But Grindr is proximity from feet, like 500 feet. You know somebody's like, you don't know if they're Tinder upstairs, downstairs.
Tinder tells you a mile, 2 miles. Tinder does the same thing.
Yeah, but
thing.
That's very basic.
Yeah, but not only that, like, I'm literally the one on Tinder with, if you want to hook up, swipe left. Like,
you have a podcast called Horrible Decisions.
I know, but bitch, I'm trying to find love, I think. And so this is my way to meet regular guys. Like, oh my God, you're in finance too? Like, I really want to meet
that
someone.
That part is nice.
You know,
I have met some really cool people.
And to me, Instagram and Twitter, they're just now, I have more fans that follow me. And I don't want to be taken out by someone who can literally tell me my whole life since I was 19
years old. So many guys,
when
I tell Snapchat stories and say a funny, you know, on Snap, a lot of you were telling me to do this podcast because you loved my Snap stories. I used to Snap walking downstairs, being like, oh my God, I just love this guy. That.
Don't ever fuck a guy in a walk up as she's walking down.
You remember that?
Yes.
Do you know that he lives on Rivington? I would be living on the fucking same street.
So now they both about to walk up each other's apartments.
I'm not fucking terrible. I'm an asshole.
Well, listen, so speaking of Snap and our followers, so I actually had a guy send me his Tinder story, and I thought this would be funny to share. Mind you, I might have to read it a little slow because his writing wasn't that great, so I know I gotta read it well. This is from one of my Snapchat followers. Shout out to Big Willie. So this is his Tinder story. And this is, I was like, oh my God, this is so ratchet. Okay, but this is his Tinder story. I met this bad little red on Tinder last summer. That's how I probably know I should have. But anyways, I met this bad.
Let me read it.
No, let me read it. I know where to, you know. So I met this bad little red on Tinder last summer. We started texting and FaceTiming and things were cool. First date, we hit Cheesecake Factory. And I thought I hit the come up for real. So as the next few weeks passed, things were cool, but I could see her getting softer and corny in her responses, and we hadn't even fucked
softer
yet.
And corny.
I'm guessing that means maybe she was catching feelings. Like, to me, if you're getting softer, with her responses. And we hadn't even fucked yet, but I ignored it because that ass was fat. So one night she hit me like, I want to cuddle. Of course, we all want to cuddle. And of course, my ears are up, and a brother had a fresh lineup, and car had just been detailed, so I went to scoop her.
I hate him.
We get to the house, and she was fascinated by the view and how my spot looked.
Child!
I think he really liked, but this is the catch. This is the catch. You ready for this part?
His dick is too.
No. I knew it was time, so we laid around, and I got Cisco Unleash the Dragon playing.
Let's play the song. Because.
Setting the mood. This is his album title. What did he sing? Step? No, that's Drew Hill, right? Oh, I'm thinking of Drew Hill, though, not Cisco.
Dude,
I only know
I'm
the thong song.
I'm going to play one that's not the thong song. Oh.
This is.
I do.
Oh, okay. This was Set the Mood. That would set the mood.
Then if this shit comes on, you know what I'm saying? And then you're like, wait, what's happening?
Wait.
Let's just get people reminded.
Well, maybe he started with the thong song and went into the other one. Anyways, so he said, once I seen she wasn't wearing panties, damn bitch, she liked me. I made my move. She turned it up fast and hopped on a N-word. And started licking me and shit. I'm ready, and she gets down to the dick. She was holding it like an Oscar. I just knew it was time. Next thing I know, what's your guess?
What's she bit guess? It. Use the teeth.
You ready? Next thing. Where am I? Oh, next thing I know, I hear my door being beat on.
Hold on.
I tried to ignore it.
Not Cisco.
Listen, no, bitch. I tried to ignore it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But after the 10th knock.
Because he sounded like he got a baby mama.
I hopped up because it was too late for Jehovah's Witnesses to be knocking on my door. That's what he said.
It was her boyfriend.
At my door stands some little ass guy, about 4'10". You ready?
He is the MVP.
And four kids. And I ask, what's going on?
No.
It's 4 a.m. Who are you? He says, my wife is here. I see it on my, find my iPhone.
I am.
This here. Bird peeks around the corner and bruh goes off and tries to run in my crib. I stop him, close my door, tell Shorty to get her shit. And before she gets out, she offers to finish me off. So, of course, I took the mouth and blocked her when the family drove off. Shake my damn hoes, Tinder hoes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a story.
Do you think it's real?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. First of all, find my iPhone does work.
Yeah.
Second off, if you feel like you're... He said that they were seeing each other already. So if you feel like your wife is cheating... Niggas can get obsessive.
With the kids. Well, I guess
bro.
You can't leave them. But you got to catch this
bitch. If it's 4 a.m., you can't leave the kids in the house.
I've had some. No.
I've never. And it's so crazy.
I've never had someone like pop up. But
no,
like,
and I've dealt with guys.
Maybe at a club
unfortunately,
or
who have girlfriends and other things. And I never even had a wife call my phone. Bitch, my niggas good with they cheating, I guess. I don't know. I ain't never had no wife, no girlfriend, no nothing hit my
I'm
line.
Coming to you as a woman.
Who has time
How
for
do
that?
I iPhone block?
Ugh. Who has time for that?
I do want to talk about one more thing about Tinder that I think a lot of people are curious about. With I can't stop thinking about this dick last night. I don't
oh
even know
my god!
Saying. I'm so embarrassed. Like, you don't understand,
because she's in love with Bumble Dick right now. Bumble Tongue, Bumble Dick.
What do we call him? Lover Boy? I go with that.
Bumble Boy.
You know what it was? Let me tell you what happened. After he ate my pussy and I came for the third time last night. I was sitting there and we're watching TV and like we're done. And so I go on one side and he pulls me back and starts kissing me.
I'm telling you guys.
And I needed him to leave.
Right you there. Have to do the cuddle, the pulling, the spooning.
And it freaks
and
me
it
out.
And it gets us in
and
our
then
fucking
it hit
feelings.
Me that I haven't had someone touch me like.
Bro, her eyes are watering. Guys,
my period is on.
Someone get the fucking tissues. She's about to cry. Bro,
I'm having a rough week, dude.
Bro, I'm not gonna, no, going. No, but this is why I want to cut off 24/7 and model guy, because I need this affection in my life.
I'm pretty much
and I'm sick of just having bodies. I know
can't
I'm
be
here for bodies.
Bitch in my bra.
No, bitch, you're crying in your bra with gym shoes and sweat. I cannot with this bitch right now.
Adidas Ultra Boost. They're really cute. There was a tear coming down my face.
Like y'all, she's really putting on her shirt right now, holding the tears back.
I am just. I don't know why I'm crying. It's like a fucking reflex, but. It's not even him. You know what it is? I just realized, and I'm so ashamed.
I think you're done being a whore? Oh.
I think I want a boyfriend.
You too? Guys, can we have a show called Horrible Decisions if we have boyfriends?
Yeah.
No, look. The sound guy's like, no. Producer's like, no, bitch.
I'm fucking crying
right now.
How
much of a whore can you be with a boyfriend? Well, I guess you guys can have threesomes. You're into that.
I don't mind being faithful. I'm okay with being non-monogamous. Absolutely.
Well, I definitely want to. I actually, and I'll tell you.
I don't care what you do any night of the week. As long as somebody does that for me. Dude, I went to work today on a fucking cloud. And then the second I sat down, I was like, oh my God, I'm single. Like, that shit wasn't normal. That
no,
was just
not.
One time. And it really fucked with me. And I think that's why I got so emotional.
It's
and
so,
it had nothing to do with him.
No.
It just had
everything to do with your motherfucking
because
emotional
it felt genuine.
Ass.
And I don't think he wanted to leave my place. He asked me like two times, like, do you want me to go? Like, he wasn't
sure.
And like that.
I'm sitting here telling her, like, in our text messages, like, this motherfucker must be magical. That's the word I use. I said he has to be magical.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, no, and it's crazy because
I woke up and he was still holding my arm. And
I met this guy on Tinder, and I'm literally like going back and forth between, ooh, I'm gonna hop on your dick to, well, do you cuddle? Well, are you looking for a girlfriend? Ooh, let me see a picture of you getting your head sucked, your dick sucked.
I'm a horny, like, sweet person. You
yeah,
know, like,
I
I'm
am.
A slutty, sensitive bitch.
And, like, literally with him, I want to be like, okay, I want to know that we can have a real conversation and enjoy each other's company outside of sex. And it's like, sex is a big thing for me as far as dating, but it's like, I really want to date. Like, but I'm also the type that if we vibing and we fuck on the first night, I could still maybe see myself cuffing you later on. Because I'm a person, I don't want to sit here and wait 3 months. I'm head over heels with you because you right. send me good morning texts every morning and we
I don't
like
even need
other,
all of that. Just being honest. I don't need the text message bullshit. Last night, I got spanked. I had throat fucked. He ate my pussy till I cried. He licked my asshole and then, like, touched my face when I was going to sleep. Are you kidding me? Get the fuck out of my apartment, bro.
Too much.
I couldn't even do it. I am like, you know what it is? I think it's just my period is on.
Wait, is it on?
It's, well, I don't, I have a birth control where it's like, this is my period.
But no, I have to ask. Oh, so you're not bleeding because, bitch, you just said he ate your pussy and I don't believe in.
Like, this is, so I'm on a birth control where
you don't. Does he have his wings? You know that's what it's called, right?
Ew.
That's what it's called.
I don't want to talk. We passed. It,
like, if a guy eats your pussy while you on your period, they get wings. You get it like tampon wings? They get their red wings?
I know exactly what the fuck you're saying.
I think it's gross. I won't even want to cuddle with a guy when I'm on my period. But
I don't want to be. No, I would never let someone go down on me.
Well, I've heard of guys being okay because they're like, it don't come out the clit. The blood come out the other part.
That shit is so wild. I've had men say that to me too.
Guys are so gross. If I'm sitting here chilling with a guy, clearly we're not married. We're not together. If you want to fuck me on my period, get the fuck out of my house because you a nasty nigga. And I'm nasty, but you nasty. Oh my God. I am not here for the period play, okay?
But this is, in my birth control, this is the week where I should be. And my girl's bleeding. And we're synced up. Dude, I swear to God, I'm fucking, the wind blows and I'm in fucking tears. Like, I hate birth control. I don't want to get pregnant, but at the same time, I cry my eyes out every 5 seconds. Yeah, I'm being super emotional about this dude. So what I'm going to do is fuck somebody else and then I'll get
it. It doesn't work. I bet you're going to fuck someone else and it's going to be whack as fucking. You're going to be like, I just wasted a body. Why did I do this? And then you're going to be really emotional and I don't need you calling me.
I just want this shit to be over. Like, I hate emotional. Being a girl. I don't even wear sneakers when I be like, I went and got my hair done yesterday. Do you know how embarrassed
she
I was?
She did get her hair done. I saw at Julie Beauty Bar.
But you know what it is? It's very, like, sexy because we flirt a lot and we're both really freaky and, like, sensual. I love that we're at a fucking nice restaurant and, like, you're touching my pussy while I order my food. I just think
that's sexy.
Very
But see,
sexy.
That's why I feel like I want a boyfriend. That's boyfriend type shit.
Is it?
He can't be giving you the boyfriend experience, bitch. Not the boyfriend experience. He gonna have to give you that title.
No.
Look, you want it though. Look.
No, I don't. No.
So
no.
Now you don't. Do y'all see? This is what periods do, bro. She just said she wants a boyfriend.
I want a boyfriend. I'm not saying like.
You don't want him now?
I like him, but I don't know him
but
that
you don't
well.
Want him?
I just know what I want.
I don't know him that well.
I like what he's doing.
We've only had oral sex 15 times and fucked twice.
I didn't say we've. I'm just saying like that's how much we go down each other.
Oh.
I don't even know why we turn the TV on anymore.
I don't know how you do that. I'm sorry. I need penetration. If I'm going to have a whole penis by me. I can get
so
head
good.
From girls. Like if you have a thing to put in your vagina, that's a penis vagina. There has to be
honestly,
penetration.
I never thought I would enjoy it this much.
15 to
I think
2?
He's just that good at it. I told you, I don't even know what his hobbies are.
That means his
we were
dick
at the
whack.
Art show, and I'm like, do you want to have dinner? And he's like, no. I mean, I'm not really hungry. I could eat your pussy though.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
yeah. I don't know that's right.
I have never seen him put food in his mouth. I've seen him put nothing in his mouth but my pussy. The second he made me come,
right.
I was like, you have to go down on my girlfriend. Like, I was like, this is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Head.
I shared with my Twitter followers that you made a whole Tinder page for threesomes. And they said you're lit as fuck.
Am I?
Yeah, you're fucking lit. I don't think many people know of girls that say, hey, I found a girlfriend on Tinder. Now, whoever I fuck gets to fuck me and my girlfriend. You're fucking
I don't know. Her and I don't have a Tinder for them.
You don't. But now you met her having a page with a guy.
Do you know
though?
What's the saddest shit? I'm gonna say it and then I'm gonna G the fuck up because I'm done being a little pussy ass bitch on this
you
episode.
Are a pussy like fuck. Crying and shit.
I knew that I liked this guy when my girl was like, oh my gosh, your period coming, well you can give him a BJ and let me know if you need help. And I was like, do I want to share them do I want
oh wait you didn't even want to share him.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, stop. I'm fucking embarrassed right now and I feel really
you
dumb.
Really in your feelings.
Go into the goddamn credit.
Y'all, so I want you guys to know it is possible to meet someone you like on dating apps.
I don't want to.
Tinder, Bumble, Instagram,
he's
Twitter.
Fucking sucks. This is so stupid. He's not even that cute. God, he's fucking terrible.
He's not my type, but no, we never really have had the
same
type.
I just want to say he's not cute so that I can feel better about
this. Cute for a white guy. I'm not going to lie to him. He's cute. He's an straight.
Asshole. Oh, God. He showers every other day.
He's straight, girl. Anyways, I guess we'll go ahead and tie up the show now with this. I guess let's go ahead and say something nice about each other, and I'll go first.
Don't. I'm crying. No. Dude, I'm going to start crying. Don't be mean. I'm really upset.
Something nice about you. Damn, this is hard.
I'm starting to cry.
She's really about to start crying again.
It's a fucking reflex. I got to get off birth control. If I get pregnant, it's $500. Oh, God.
No, we're not going to say. Pro-choice, guys. Pro-choice.
I was kidding. I really was kidding. $500. I really was. It's just like these fucking out of control emotions. Like, dude, I'm going to get back on Tinder tonight. I'm on Tinder.
Okay, something nice. Something nice. Well, I'm just glad. I don't know if you guys follow her on anything because no one knows who the fuck you are. But she's been showcasing her new bod. She's been actually sticking to spin class and weight class and I guess the liquor out balances how good she's been eating, but she's really into this fit is life bullshit, and I'm proud that you're
sticking
to something.
I don't
want to
tell anybody I'm corny like that.
But you've really been, she's like, I'm on ClassPass. Come with me. I have another class and Groupon stuff, and I'm just really proud that it's something that you're sticking to, and that's super awesome. I think fit life is great, and while I'm sitting here trying to drop these pounds with my thick ass, you are great inspiration, and she brings me to her spin classes, guys. So that is something really good.
Hold on. Let me tell you how ratchet Mandy is. We get to spin class, and it's Saturday morning, Hell's Kitchen. Fucking packed house. We got the front seats. So she had never been to one. So this is one of those like boutique spin classes, like the lights and, you know, all the fucking high tech. $30 a class. Like the shit is on point.
It's nice. It was
so
nice.
So I think she didn't know what to expect. And so the music starts and he's playing, I don't know, some shit.
No, it was. I'm going to play you guys the song that is now.
Fuck the song. No, just know that Mandy hears the music and said, hey.
I was like, hey.
And the fucking spin bike goes, that's right, girl. And here we go. And I was.
This is the song, guys. This is the song. It makes you say, Avis.
Bruno Mars?
Yes.
People about Baby to fucking drag you, bitch.
Bitch, listen.
You didn't know that song?
Bitch, on that spin thing, I was like moving. Hey, hold on. Y'all don't even see me dancing, bitch. I was moving my shoulders left or right. I was on it, on that bike. Oh. And listen, I want y'all to know, bitch, my ass is huge. So the fact that I was able to sit and stand and go around on this fucking bike for 45 minutes.
Is huge.
It is, bitch. I got a big ass booty.
Oh, you're
look,
huge.
Look at my
ass.
Booty, y'all. Look, it's big. And
I'll put this up so you guys
this
can see
this booty was on a bike in spin class, okay? So it was like just super fun and it was great cardio. And apparently, you fucking burn mad calories. So it's awesome. And so I appreciate you for introducing me to spin class and that's getting fun. Me into that.
Yeah, I got a little too like thin from it, so now I started lifting weights and actually
getting too thin.
Oh,
I wish I had these problems.
No, it's just like I could see my legs were getting weird shape, like things were being weird, so I had to incorporate other shit. My nice thing. So, me and Mandy were actually gonna make a whole episode. I mean, a whole current event topic about this, but last week Mandy called me and was like super stressed out, and I thought she was like, I don't know what the fuck was going on with you. I don't even know if you know what I'm talking about. And she's like, I'm going to Miami. And she was making this whole big drama scene about something that people think is nothing but can mean so much to girls that are even mixed like us, right? She calls me and she's like, I'm going to Miami and I want to get braids and I'm scared of going to work with these fucking braids.
I literally called her crying. So if you guys don't know, I'm in finance right now at a Fortune 500 company and I am the only black girl in my division and the only black girl on the floor. And I was going to Miami. I wanted to get my hair done. And I literally didn't know if it would make them feel uncomfortable. I had never been at this level of corporate America. And I was nervous to get braids. And I was just like, I'm the black girl. Like, I don't want to look like the
stereotype. And I commend you for, I think you went through that phase where you were like, do I do it or not? But I commend you for sticking true to your fucking self. I mean, you didn't know how
braids.
It was going to go.
Yeah.
You got the braids and you let her know. And
they actually liked it. Although one of my coworkers came up to me and decided to tell me a whole story about how when she drops her kids off at the Caribbean daycare. And they
oh,
have braids.
My God.
And I'm like, why do you guys have to bring up braid stories about the little...
Dude, this is
Jamaican
so get out.
Kids.
Oh, wow. You watch golf? Because I love Tiger, man. If I could have voted for Obama a third time. Whoa.
I'm over it. Anyways,
I wish I could get that dark, man. I love getting tan. so nice.
It was uncomfortable, but I she let me have it and I felt comfortable. But
I think that was great that you did it.
Anyways, guys, this has been episode 4 of Horrible Decisions. I want you guys to know you can catch me on Twitter, on Instagram, at Full Court Pumps. And again, if you guys have any stories, if you guys have anything that you want to share with us.
You guys suck dick too.
You know, we want to know.
You know.
Please email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. You can also catch my snap at OG, because I'm an original gangsta, _FCP. And Weezy, where can they find you?
Just on Instagram, bro. Stop showing me out. Let me do it first, and then let me be done. Turn it off. Okay. Weezy WCF, I'm done.
Bye, guys.
I'm done with you.
Bye.
Let me go first, ho. I can't believe I took my shirt off. I was hot as hell. And I can't believe I cried. I'm ready to go.